Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Diana Krakus, Take Action Life Coach. It's April 29th. Do you believe it's the end of the month and we're going to be into May? Wow. And let me tell you, it's beautiful here in New Jersey. I love it finally. Can't stand the snow. So I'm going to enjoy the weather. I'm taking you guys outside with me because sometimes I like to go outside, you know, want to kind of get inspired out here, and it's beautiful out here in the backyard. I have a pear tree that my son and I planted from seeds, actual seeds. We got them from a patient I had, and my God, this thing is bigger than me. So as a matter of fact, there's two trees in one. We planted a mommy and me tree. So it's kind of cool. I come out here and I see the pear tree and there's a whole bunch of pine trees. But anyway, today's topic is consistency, ladies and gentlemen, consistency. You know, this is one thing that my senior business partner constantly, you know, talks about, Dr. Brian Bonner. I love him. He's constantly talking about consistency, and that is what really gets you going with your business. You know, or anything you do in life, you have to be consistent. If you're going to be a professional, he was a professional football player with the NFL, and that was it. You have to be consistent. So if that's what your dream is, to be into sports, you got to be consistent. If it's business, you got to be consistent. If it's going to be, you know, regular working a job, it's consistency. Because if you don't show up and you decide to show up whenever you want to, guess what? You ain't going to have a job. So really, it's consistency, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what I want to talk about because I see a lot of people on the social networks. I love social media. You know, that's kind of my passion. You know, people ask me, you know, what do you do? How do you get all these people into your business? Well, I talk to people. I don't sit there and I don't do sales pitches. I don't go and, you know, you got to get in my business in this desperation mode and you have to know. I speak, you know, I talk to people. I socialize because that's what social networks are for. You know, they're not there for you to tell them, you know, tell people, hey, you got to get into my business because I got to get into the next ranking and yada, yada, yada. People don't give a damn about you, what you're doing. They want you to know that you care about them. The more you show them that you care about them, and I mean genuinely care about them, because they will see right through you if you look at them like dollar signs. Trust me, they will see it. So if you're using the social networks to, you know, for dollar signs and just to get people in your business, which one of the things I can't stand when I hear sign-ups, I got a sign-up. I'm like, that's the name of the person, really? Sign-up? Okay, if that's their name, but I hate that. Or prospect. I really don't like prospect either, but that's the term that we use. I'd rather say someone that, you know, that we are showing the business to. We don't sell, and I don't sell. I don't. I show people. I tell people, you know, when people ask me, well, how do you do this? How come you're so successful doing this? And I tell them it's because I just show people what I'm doing. I tell them this is what I do. It's like referring a movie or referring a good dinner kind of thing. That's it. If they see it, great. If they don't see it, great. That's fine. It's okay. I just go and show the next person and show the next person. And I'm not afraid of no's. It's that consistency. See, a lot of people, especially in affiliate marketing, because I'm not doing the network marketing. I'm not doing MLMs. I am doing affiliate marketing. So in a way, let me take that back. In a way, it is network marketing because I am in the network, you know, I'm in social networks, but I'm not doing MLMs, okay? There's a difference. A lot of people confuse the MLM with the affiliate marketing. There is a difference. Amazon is a affiliate marketing program, You know, they're not an MLM. So you really need to see the distinction. And basically what an affiliate marketing is, and I'll go back to consistency, is that you tell somebody about a product or service from a company, they buy the product or service from that company, and you get a referral fee, you get a commission from that. That's it. That's all it is, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to be buying product. You don't have to do this monthly auto ship and all this other stuff that MLMs require. okay? Okay. Now, going back to consistency. The consistency, and it's really tenacity, too. They both go hand in hand. You have to keep doing it every day, every day, every day, every day. And a lot of people are like, oh, my God, I see you doing this every single day. You know, and I'll tell you, at the beginning, no, I didn't get, you know, a return on investment, as they say, of my time. Why? Because people need to see that you're continually doing it. If you're going to be the type of person that you do it for a week and, see, I didn't get anything, so I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do something else. Well, you know what? They see you as a jumper. I'm going to use some terms. If you're not familiar with these terms, you know, I'll explain them to you. A jumper is a person that goes from one business to another business to another business to another business, okay? Same thing as and that would be in a job as well. You know, it doesn't look too good if you have a job here. Oh, you quit it because of this. Oh, you quit it because of that. Oh, you quit it because of that. And this and that. And before you know it, it doesn't look really on your resume. It doesn't look too swift that you can't even handle being in a job. Because what's going to happen is your future boss is going to say, well, how come you keep going from job to job to job? It doesn't look good. You better have a real good reason why you have 6 different jobs in 6 months, okay? It really doesn't look good. It's the same principle in network marketing. You know, I have a gentleman that he has showed me, no lie, 4 different businesses in the past couple of months. Well, you know, I know that he's trying. I understand his why. I got to talking to him. If I did not get to talking to him, I would have said, forget it. I do not want to do business with him, okay? He does not know that he appears that way. I'm watching him. He doesn't know that I was watching him or that I am watching him. People are watching me and what I'm doing. And the point that I'm trying to make with that is my consistency paid off. I have a gentleman in my organization right now, okay, and I had no clue whatsoever. That's why when you are doing, you know, your business, whatever it is, even brick-and-mortar businesses, doesn't matter. When you're talking to someone, you don't know who they are, okay, what their past is until you really get to know them. Okay, so your first impression that you make with people, let me tell you something, it makes a big difference, okay? Until you get to know them, you don't know what they've done, okay? And with this particular person, he has a brick-and-mortar business, okay? Never in my wildest dreams did I know that he did network marketing. He's done network marketing for 25 years, okay? He's reached top levels in network marketing. Him and his wife, they are a team. Didn't know this when I first met him. I just knew when I first met him, he had a brick and mortar business. I did not prejudge, pre-qualify and say, well, he ain't going to like this business because he has a brick and mortar business. What the heck is he going to want to do this business? I talk to anybody because, okay, maybe he didn't want to do this business, but maybe he knows of somebody. Because what I do is when I talk to people, if they're not interested, I ask them for referrals. I go and I tell them, you know, if this isn't for you, can you do me a favor? Could you let other people know, you know, and I'll let them know about your business. And I don't just say that lightly. I really do let people know about other people's businesses. When I make my contact list, I write down what kind of business that person is doing, and I put them in different categories. This person does IT. This person does web design. This person does voiceovers. This person does whatever. And I make a list of services, okay? So when the time comes, if I know of somebody in a particular area looking for a particular service, I could say, well, so-and-so is in your area, this is what they do, and this is their contact information. I have not used their service, and I am straight up honest with them, but call them and see if they may be able to help you. Because I told the person I'm going to refer, and I do. You know, it's simple as that, and I expect that same thing back. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. That's okay. you know, it's just the way I do business. Not everybody does business like that, and that's perfectly fine. I have, you know, I just know that when I go to sleep at night, I have a clear conscience, so that's fine. But again, that's how I do business, and I just keep, you know, all my contacts. That's why it takes some time to get back with emails, especially on LinkedIn, because I go through each profile and I write down, you know, their birthdays, anything that they're interested in, because, again, if there's something that they're interested in and I know that, you know, something's happening, you know, that they're interested in whatever, you know, a play or whatever, you know, sports event or musician, whatever's in the area, I like to let them know, hey, just wanted to let you know this is available. That is what networking's all about. That is where you just, you know, let the person know. Because of doing that, then they know you care, and they're more likely to trust you, okay? Going back to the gentleman that, again, I did not know that he had the network marketing background, but the thing was, is the reason, now he was approached by someone else in Cattle Bars, okay? The gentleman, he, you know, gave him the presentation and everything, but he didn't feel the click. You know, he just didn't feel at that point that he was ready to get into Cattle Bars, okay? So here I come along, you know, and I just told him about it. I didn't heavy hit him. I just wanted to let you know what I'm doing. He told me what he was doing, and he was watching me, and he watched me. And he watched me, and he watched me. Now, he wasn't a stalker, okay, ladies and gentlemen? He watched me that I was consistent with my posts. I was consistent. I wasn't a fly-by-night. Yes, there's wonderful airplanes. I'm not too far from my airport, so please forgive the background noise. But anyway, he was watching me to see if I was consistent, if I wasn't one of those fly-by-night people that here I'm posting about Cattle Bars, next week I'm posting about something else, and then the following week I'm posting about something else. No, he was looking for a leader because, of course, he was coming into a new business. He wanted to know that that person was going to stick around, that that person knew what they were talking about, that that person was going to guide him. Even though he had 25 years experience in network marketing, he was brand new to that particular business and that particular company. He didn't want to waste time with someone who was going to be a fly-by-night. That's how he came into my business, because of my consistency, okay? I just got another gentleman in yesterday. Same scenario. He was watching me, seeing what I was doing. Was I consistent? You know, did I say I was going to be there when I was making a phone call? If I said I was going to be there at 7, was I 7? Did I call him? Did I follow up? Yes, I did. Those things, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to run a business, you need to be consistent. If you're going to make an appointment, you better be there. If for some reason life happens, if you cannot make a phone appointment or if you cannot make an appointment to meet with somebody, you better call that person. Okay? Don't do the, oops, I forgot. Okay, because, oops, that person will forget you too, okay? It's that important. You need to make sure that if you have an appointment, if for some reason, you know, something comes up, they will be more than happy that you had the decency to call them up and say, hey, you know, I'm very sorry, I won't be able to make the appointment, I didn't realize, you know, my son has an appointment or whatever. Whatever it is that came up, call them up. Apologize for, you know, not being there, and reschedule with them. Trust me, 9 out of 10 people will be happy. If you got that one person now, what do you mean you can't make the appointment? Da, 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 then really, you don't want to work with that person anyway. Trust me, you really don't. If they cannot understand that life happens, then I'm serious. You really don't want to work with that person, you know, because it does. One of the things that, again, the consistency of writing things down, you have to. When you're starting to run a, you know, multi-figure business, okay, you need to write things down. That's another thing that you have to be consistent about. You have appointments. On Wednesday, you have this appointment. On Thursday, you have this appointment, whatever time. You're not going to remember. Trust me, you're not going to remember. And if it's a very, very important appointment, you're going to look like you have egg on your face, and you sure as heck don't want that. So write those appointments down. Make sure that you're on time. Be consistent. Be consistent with your postings. Whatever you're posting, be consistent. The one thing I really try not to do is be political or be, well, religious. I am point. You know, I do, when something happens in my life, I do put out a thank you, God, because that to me is important. But I don't sit there and, you know, throw my religion at everybody and say, listen, you must listen to me because I'm this, I'm that. No, I don't do that. But every so often I do put that thank you, God, because to me that's important. But no, don't bash other religions, because everybody has their right to whatever they believe in politically and religiously, because you don't want to go there. You know, when you're dealing with business, business is business. It's nothing personal. It's business. You know, at the end of the day, you know, just put those things aside, because seriously, it's not worth it. You know, I see this thing all the time. It's like, wait a minute, you were promoting such and such XYZ Jelly Bean Company last week, and now you're promoting ABC, you know, whatever company this week. What happened? Oh, well, you know, I just couldn't do it. I'm like, but you didn't even give it a full week, you know? Well, you know, I didn't get anybody. Everybody was saying no to me. And it's like, do you wonder why? You kept jumping from business to business to business. They don't trust you. They're going to come into the business, and then next week you're going to be doing another business. Why should I come into business with you? Because remember, people, first of all, people need to know you in order to like you and in order to trust you. And if they know that you're a jumper, they're not going to trust you. They really aren't going to trust you. So you have to keep that consistency. You know, I made a commitment out there when I started doing carrot bars that I'm just going to do carrot bars. And trust me, I have been pitched with the best of the best. I have been pitched with sweet backdoor deals. Oh, come on. You want to do this. Nobody needs to know. You could get this position. You'll get a downline already made and all this. No, no, no. No. I mean, it's just no. First of all, to me, that's not integrous. In order to start a business, how could I start with a downline already and get a backdoor deal already done? What about the people I'm bringing in? And I'm going to tell them, oh, yeah, you can make $10,000, $20,000 a month, and I already have a downline built for me. No, that's not integrous. That to me is lying. So no, we cannot do that. You know, I show people how to come in, you know, from the bottom up, so that this way they can't say, well, you know, you came in and you did this and you did that. No, I'm showing you from the basic what to do, because I don't want to hear excuses. You know, I was talking to the gentleman, that the one that has a 25 years experience. I don't use names because some of them do want, you know, their privacy, unless I have their permission to use it. I was talking to him last night. I said, yes, when I get on stage, I'm going to do the no-excuse-itis speech, because there's no excuse. There's no excuse. I show you what's going on. You have to be consistent. You have to do what you need to do every day. You know, it's funny. One of the top people in carrot bars, he goes and he says, this is what you need to do. We give you the strategy. We give you the step-by-step plan. But if you're not consistently doing it, you're not going to get any results. And that's with anything, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to get any results. You know, it's the same thing. If you have a lawn, for instance, if you don't take care of your lawn, you know, do what you need to do, whatever the time frame, if you have to, you know, I can't think of it off the top of my head, you know, of course, cutting it and, of course, fertilizing it. But if you don't do what has to be done, those weeds are going to come back. They are. The same thing with anything. If you don't maintain your car, if you don't change the oil, okay, guess what? Eventually that car is going to give you problems because you're not consistently maintaining that car. The same thing with a relationship. If you are not involved, when you first went into the relationship, you know, husband, wife, you know, significant other, doesn't matter, okay? You both were giving, you know, whatever, 50-50. Sometimes it's not always 50-50. Sometimes it's 75-25, whatever. Sometimes people don't feel well, whatever the situation is. But once you stop giving into the relationship, the relationship starts having problems. There's no consistency. It's the same thing. So really, when you start thinking about this consistency and you start seeing areas of your life that's not consistent, that's when you start seeing problems. The same thing with children. When you're raising children, you know, I'm a parent. I have three of them, and they're all different. Trust me, they have all different personalities, okay? And they had to be disciplined, you know, I mean, and what I mean by disciplined differently, you know, sometimes reasoning, you had to, you know, when you bought the different reasonings with the three of them, you know, but you had to be consistent. If no is no, no is no. You couldn't say no this time and then next time say yes. And then say, you know, no, yes, no. I mean, the kid didn't know what the heck was going on. You're saying yes to me one time. You're saying no to me the other. You know, make up your mind. What's going on? That's when you have a problem with children. You have to be consistent. If it's no, it's no. If I told you to come in by 10 o'clock, I told you to come in by 10 o'clock. If you tell them, okay, you can come in at 12, and then the next time you tell them to come in at 10, but you told me to come in at 12 the last time. What the heck's going on? That's not being consistent. You know, my son knows, my youngest son knows to call me. If he's going to be late, he's to call me. That's the rules. If he, from after school, if he's going to be, you know, with his friends, I expect him after school. If for some reason, you know, he's going to do something else, he needs to call me. Say, hey, Mom, you know, I'm not going to go on the bus. I just want to let you know I'm going with my friends, whatever. Let me know. Whatever. Let me just, all I'm asking is a phone call. I don't think it's too much for a phone call. He has that consistency. He knows that he's supposed to call us. And it works well. That's all we ask. We just ask for that, you know, and follow up. Same thing, you know, with my oldest. We were doing that with him. Just give us a call. Let us know. Till today he calls and lets me know. It's hysterical. But it's that consistency. You have to be consistent. You know, I had a problem with my middle child. Because I would do the rules my way. You know, I was divorced from my ex-husband, and this is a good example. I had certain rules in my house. My rules were you were to come in at a certain time. You know, she played softball. She was to come in after a certain time. This was the way it was. Well, she didn't come in on time, and I took her cell phone away. Well, you know, that was my rules. You didn't come in. This is how it was. She knew my rules. She knew she had to come in on time. She didn't. No phone call. Well, guess what? You obviously don't need the phone because you don't use it to call me. That's how it is. Well, she complained to her father. Her father gave her a cell phone. That does not solve the situation. That goes and it belittles what I was telling her. I was putting telling her this is how you have to be. There's consequences to your actions. So now that's where I was having a problem with her, with the disciplining, because I had my rules and he would undermine the rules that I was putting down. So if you have that situation in your life, you completely understand what I'm talking about when you have spouses that do that. I fully don't understand why a spouse would do that, undermining, you know, when you're trying to raise children up. That is still, one day I'm going to do a topic on that one, because that to me does not make sense, because really, regardless of what your relationship is with your ex-spouse, that doesn't matter. It's the upbringing of the children. They need to know that there's consistency, regardless where they are, who they're with, that they need to know that both parents are on the same level with disciplining. That if you, whatever you do, there's consequences to it, and this is what the consequences, this is the effect to what you're doing. You know, that's why there is so much, you know, importance on that consistency. When people get raises, when people get, you know, promoted, it's because they show a consistency they could be dependent on. So that's why you have to show that consistency. You know, I know I keep repeating that word consistency, but really it makes a difference, you know, with the same token, you don't want it to where you are consistently there for people to take advantage of you, because people will do that, okay? This is the other spectrum. People will call you and tell you all about their problems, all about what's going on in their life over and over again, and think that they could do that 24/7, call you. I mean, some of the problems, I'm like, really? Yeah. And you don't want to be unkind. You don't want to be mean, because to them, yes, those problems are major and those problems are real. You know, but it gets to the point where sometimes you have to say, whoa, wait a minute, no. You have to say, now how do you plan on solving your problem? Because sometimes you could give people information and say, look, this is the situation. This is, what do you think would resolve it? And they know what down deep inside, they really know the solution to their problem, okay? Really down deep inside they do. And you tell them about it, and then they come up with the same thing the next time you talk to them. Well, you know, and it's like, no, you already came up with the solution, but what are you going to do about it? When are you going to take the action to resolve your situation? And sometimes they just want to be able to complain about that and complain about that and complain about that. And then you get to the point where, you know what, I can't hear it no more. I can't hear the complaints no more. Really. Because really, a lot of people, you try to do that to other people, they will shut you down and they just won't hear it. See, the thing is, I am a life coach, so I do understand, but sometimes I have to say, and that's a part of me that I have not, now I'm working on it, on myself. I really am, because I have always been, I would stop my dinners, I would stop time with my family, I would stop time with my son was being affected because, like I said, somebody was calling, constantly calling every time I wanted to talk to him. This particular person was calling. So I had to stop it. So I've also learned my life's lesson. So now I'm being consistent where I don't hear complaints anymore. But anyway, I hope this show helps. You really need to be consistent in whatever you do in order to get to your goals and your visions. So if you're not consistent, get started, start writing down what you want to be consistent about, make a list, and start tomorrow. Start tomorrow with, this is what I'm going to be consistent with. Anyway, have a wonderful day, and we will be back next Wednesday, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't know what the topic is, but we're going to go with whatever flows. Have a wonderful day. This is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. Talk to you soon. Remember, nothing happens till you take action. Bye-bye for now.